Well, you have found your way to the Lobster Pot. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be. This is the place where we think about old-time religion, and we believe that old-time religion is the religion of the apostles, the martyrs, the confessors, the saints down through the ages, all who have found favor with God, and whose lives we seek to emulate. Well, today, Monday the 30th, is the feast of St. Andrew. St. Andrew, you may know, is the brother of Simon Peter, both of whom were fishermen, like their compatriots, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, also fishermen. And Jesus, walking along the Sea of Galilee, called St. Andrew to be an apostle. St. Andrew, in turn, called his brother and asked him to come and visit with this Jesus. And Jesus called him into apostleship as well. We know a lot more about Peter because Peter talks a lot. Andrew, not so much. That's the way it is in families, isn't it? Maybe your family. One sib is out in front, center of attention, talking a lot, foot in mouth, and also doing valuable things. And then you have the other sibling who is quiet, who is not at all interested in being the center of attention, and who makes equal contributions to the family, to the society, and to the Lord. That's the way it was with Andrew and Peter. I wondered to myself today as I pondered this podcast that I'm doing now, I wondered why it was that Jesus selected or chose James and John and Andrew and Peter. Why not Moishe, who may have had a boat just down the lakeside a bit? Why not Levi on the other side of the lake? Why those particular people? What was it he was looking for in them and saw in them? Well, the reality is that he chose them, and in that word is great mystery. Why we are chosen by God to be followers of Jesus, I don't know. But the word occurs over and over again, beginning early in the Old Testament, when the Lord chooses Abraham and his descendants to be his special people, and then that continues on into the New Testament. And the word chosen, or variants on that word, just are all over the place. And perhaps one of the most well-known is Romans 8:28. I'll let you look that up on your own. But after Pentecost, that is when the believing community, then as now, was filled by the Holy Spirit, Andrew left the safety of Jerusalem and Judea and set out and became an apostle to Russia and to Asia Minor. Ultimately, he was arrested by the Romans and he was crucified on an X-shaped cross, which was to become his distinctive symbol. As a matter of fact, it's the symbol of Scotland, of which he is the patron saint. So he is one of those people that has the old-time religion. He is an apostle and he is a martyr, a great man. Well, we in the Episcopal Church tomorrow, the feast of St. Andrew, the 30th, pray this prayer. And it's interesting to hear in light of what I have said just a few minutes ago. The prayer is this: Almighty God, who gave such grace to your apostle Andrew that he readily obeyed the call of your son Jesus Christ and brought his brother with him, give us, who are called by your holy word, grace to follow him without delay and to bring those near to us into his gracious presence, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Who in your family, who near you, could you be a help to? Pray first before you speak to them. But you might be like Andrew, the saving word, as he was to Peter, as he brought Peter to Jesus. Well, thank you for coming by the Lobster Pot today on the Feast of St. Andrew, November the 30th. May God bless you, and I hope you come back again.